Our In Focus focuses on SIU today as we say welcome to Interim Chancellor Brad Caldwell. Dr. Caldwell, thanks for coming in.
Well, thank you, Jennifer. It's great to be here.
A lot of people are getting to know you. You're getting to be reacquainted with the campus as you've got a pretty good history here. I wonder if you could just talk a little bit about your background, how you came to be here. You were gone for a little while and now back again.
Sure. Back in 1996, my wife and I moved to Carbondale, and I came as an assistant professor in the College of Education and Human Services, and was there through my promotional years and worked my way up the ranks and tried some administrative positions as department chair and different things, and then as associate dean, and then had a great time. But in 2010, after 14 years, my wife and I took an opportunity in Bowling Green State University in Bowling Green, Ohio, and we were there for 5 years, and then this opportunity arose, and I think it's safe to say coming home. And so it was just great to be back. People have been so kind, so welcoming, and my wife and I couldn't be more grateful for the welcome and just the opportunity to serve Southern Illinois.
Do you have a leadership style or a preference that you like to lead by? A lot of people may know you a little bit, but others, you're a completely unknown quantity. I wonder if you could describe yourself.
Sure. Well, that's actually fairly difficult question when asked to describe yourself, but we'll give it a shot. When describing myself, I would say listener. I know that, you can never listen too much, is what my family has always said in growing up. But I think I do, even though I've been here, I know that things have changed somewhat, and I need to get my head around exactly all the nuances of things. It's nice to know most of the people, but like I said, some things have changed and some of the issues have risen to the top. But then again, some have stayed the same, such as enrollment, being a bit of an issue, and also finances. Different times, have different focus of how the financial impact hits, and now it's obviously state budget as they try to resolve that. But far as leadership style and listening, I would say my style is surrounding myself with good people. It's a delegatory style where you trust your people to do their job. You try to give them the resources to the best that you can to allow them to do that job, and then that frees me up then to go out and do what I need to do as chancellor, which is work with alumni and external relations and the fundraising and really just telling the story of SIU. Certainly not, I still obviously will pay attention to the daily aspects of the college or the university, but it sure makes it a whole lot easier when you surround yourself with folks who you know are good and you can trust.
You brought up a couple of the issues that people have really been focused in on for several years now, and that includes the budget and enrollment. And in some cases, those are hand-in-glove issues. Do you have thoughts already on how you can deal with enrollment and what things you can do to deal with the budget, including the lack of a state budget from Springfield?
Sure, I'll take the budget first. Unfortunately, we cannot make our state legislators move any faster than they're going to, or as far as signing the budget and different things. But you can rest assured we're certainly getting our position out there. But since we can't have direct control over that, what we can do, though, is prepare. And we absolutely have to be strategic in our preparation. I know this is causing a huge worry, because it's uncharted territory when maybe someone's asked to do more with less or do something differently. There's just a certain level of anxiety that comes with that. And sometimes, let's just stay saying anxiety. And we really have to communicate well. Because if not, then people will guess and rumors will start and innuendos. And we really don't need any of that because we're a great campus. We've got a good story to tell and there are great people and great students here. And I don't want us to, as my mom always said, don't be fussing, And so it's this notion of, we got to figure out how best to do that. And I know it has to come from me at the top and President Dunn and, just communicating with folks what the plan is and then have them feel like they're being a part of that plan. And because sometimes people don't mind what the outcome is if they feel like they've had a stake in how we've got there and an input in that. So we're going to really try to make that happen as we make some of these decisions to go to Plan A or Plan B, depending upon how quickly they get the budget resolved. That's the financial piece. On enrollment, we just have to go out and tell our story, because parents and students, they want to know when they send their kids here, they're going to be safe, that they're going to end up with a job, and debt's not going to be insurmountable. And we're okay in all three of those areas. We're actually very good in those areas. We just have to tell that story. I know we have competition both online and, you know, in the surrounding states. And that's okay. Not an issue, because we have a unique story to tell. We're different than they are. And it's okay to be different. And I don't mean different bad. I'm just saying our research mission is maybe different than some of the other institutions. But like I said, I got to get there and tell that story. I want the folks in Southern Illinois to hear that story and let them know that they're more than welcome. I'm going to go to their high schools, and I'm going to talk to their counselors and their superintendents and principals, of which I know a good majority of them from my prior time in the College of Education, and just letting them know that, you know what, we need you here at SIU, and we'll go from there.
And with that, unfortunately, we're out of time. Certainly a lot more things to talk about.
Absolutely.
But you'll be a guest here on WSIU in the coming weeks and months. I appreciate your time.
Well, thank you, Jennifer.
Dr. Brad Caldwell is the interim chancellor at SIU Carbondale, who started his job just last week.